There is a major dispute among the poskim whether when a mourner, an ava who's in a different city and is not going to attend the kvura, he won't be attending the funeral or the burial, when does he begin shiva? Let's say he hears today that the funeral is tomorrow. So some rule will see it's in its sieve, that you still begin shiva when everyone else at the time of the burial. And we'll see the Torah's Raphael. His son-in-law rules that you begin right away. So that's what the Meshav Davan and the Tziv brings down. Mishahu be'er acheres v'lo nis'asek imo. You're not involved, you won't be involved with the funeral. Eino noeg avelis ashen nikvar mamish. That's the opinion of the Netziv, that you don't begin the avelis until after the burial. And the Torah's Raphael, the Netziv son-in-law, writes, v'zeh haya pashet etzli v'horasi kain. In fact, the question occurred to him, and ironically, we know his wife was the Netziv's daughter. And he got a telegram that his father-in-law, her father, died, the Netziv, and the funeral was going to be tomorrow. So he told his wife, Shemiyad chola avelas, v'timne mehayom. And he told his wife, he begins right away. So it's a machlokes and a tziv and a Torah's Raphael of a legend on whether on Raphael Shapiro on when Avelis begins. So the tziv says you wait until burial, and Ramosha seems to go with the Torah's Raphael as well. So it's a machlokes, so therefore there are poskim. Therefore, many say you could start right away. Unless you're involved, if you're still involved, obviously, or you're giving a eulogy and to then you don't become you're still an onin. But let's say you're not going to the funeral, but you need time to take care of some business matters. Let's say you want to transfer the business over, things that have to be done before shiva. To then post Gemamek, Halacha Devar Mekel Ba'Avelis, he has the option then to wait and follow the opinion in the Tziv to begin the Shiva after the Kfura. However, the post can point out that even in the case where he doesn't have to start Shiva, so in that sense, with Machmir or Mekel, whatever case you want to look at, he's Chayiv to do mitzvahs at that point. However, we still, you can't have bus of a yayin until after the burial, because you know we take on the chumras of aninus and the chumras of so on one hand he could wait to the tziv, but during that time period it's a shy if he's still an onin or not, so he shouldn't do bus of a yayin. However, I guess with he is chay of a mitzvah, if it was an onin, I guess because an Avel doesn't have to have meat and wine, but even though he can, that was the old minute. So either way, it's a fundamental machlokes, the Netziv and the Torah's Raphael, and many poskim, is on whether you find out that in another city, the funeral is tomorrow, and you have no intention of going, and you're not involved with the preparations, and you're in a different city. So they point out that, so then according to the Torah's Raphael, I mean, it's not an uncommon question today that someone could have an older brother. He could live in Montreal and you're living in New York and you can't go. And especially during COVID, it came up a lot. So according to the Torah's Raphael, you could begin right away. According to the Netziv, you don't begin to a major nafkamin in terms of wearing tefillin. Well, the first day, you're not going to wear tefillin anyway. But then for the second day, and there is whether you're chayav a mitzvah, because if you're an avel, then you become chayav b'mitzvah. If you're an onan, you still you'll putter, and as well.